Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Shreveville.
Yes, sir.
And you already know you tune in to 92.9 The Game with who?
Andy and Randy.
Yes, yes sir. Sir.
Welcome back, man.
Woo! Final hour of the midday show. Abe Gordon, Randy McMichael here. Andrew Bunker. Andrew, I called him Andrew. That's weird. Andy Bunker out today and tomorrow. He'll be back on Monday for all the Georgia reaction and Falcons reaction and all that good stuff. This hour of the Midday Show brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. Randy, Braves season is wrapping up. Atlanta United, it's a month still, but they've only got four games left. But we are ramping up towards Hawks season, believe it or not. And I know they got Media Day coming next week and all that good stuff. And as you see with MLB ahead of their season, as you see with NFL ahead of their season, top 100 player lists starting to come out here. The Hawks have a bunch of players right now. It's not going to be anyone higher than Trae Young. He came in at 29th overall.
Yeah, me and Andy, we talked about it. We didn't mention it on the air, but I saw that the list had came out. All right. It's good that they got some top 100 players.
Six guys. That's for them.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
The one that surprised me was
Okongwu.
Yeah, 79.
Yeah, I didn't see it. When I looked at the list this morning, yeah, I was like, wow.
Yeah, I didn't see that. But good for him, man. Good for him that people think of him that way.
And the goal is to have some of these guys climb into
to contribute to
well, I mean, just it'd be nice if they're higher. If Trae Young gets into the top 20, if Jalen gets into the top 35 or so.
All I want Jalen to do is stay healthy.
That too.
That's it. Just stay healthy. He stays healthy, it's going to be fine. I know because their media day is Monday, right? Am
I
not, okay.
I think so. Monday or Tuesday.
Okay, making sure.
I'm not on those emails.
I'm not either.
Oh, okay. I don't want to be on this.
I don't know what emails I'm on. I need to check mine more. Could be missing out on some good stuff. Like, yeah, because everybody
do
gets,
you think you are? You
I don't
think
know. Everybody gets – my wife and my kids, they get on me because, like – the sweet box, the box suite that we have at the arena and at the Mercedes Benz. And so they always get them like, why don't you ask for I say, y'all know I don't ask for nothing. But there's like it's one of the things where you gotta ask in like 40 months in advance. Now the concerts that Bunk them get to go to is a different from where the concerts my kids want to go to. I'm like, they're not gonna give me tickets to that.
Sometimes there are concerts, and I don't go to a ton of concerts,
right.
or whatever the event is that I might want to go to. I feel bad asking specifically for a suite.
I don't ask somebody for nothing because I don't want you to ask me for nothing. You know what I'm saying?
I don't think that's how it works.
Yeah,
I don't think the person who handles our ticket account is be like, well, Randy asked me for tickets, so now I can ask him for.
I don't even know who to ask. Do you?
I have to look it up. I forget offhand.
Yeah. Do you know who to ask for tickets? Who do you ask? You just say to my ear. Don't say it to nobody. Who do you ask? I don't know. Yeah. Do I know her? I should know her, right?
Well, she's the one with the tickets, so yeah, you should.
I never asked for tickets, though. That's what I'm saying.
I've only asked one time. It was for UFC tickets.
Okay. Okay. So if I ask her, then she'll get the tickets for me.
If they're available.
If they're
you might not get you might not get the response. You're like, we'll wait till closer to the event and see what's available. You might get
you'll be
the,
way up higher on the priority list.
Yeah. Randy, you might get the we'll make sure we have these set aside for you. I get the we'll have to wait till the event to see who else requests
okay.
But it was like, for me, I asked for the UFC. I was like, there's no way that many people are asking
tickets. I think people UFC.
Usually UFC and WWE tickets are pretty easy to get.
Yeah, I was pretty confident.
The concerts?
Difficult for us. It will not be difficult for you, I would imagine.
Okay.
But it also depends, like, what concert. Like, obviously, some concerts, like, I have no shot.
Yeah, I mean, I don't be knowing it. But they ask me all the time, Daddy, can you get these tickets? I'm like, I don't know how to get no tickets.
Like, I would have loved to have seen Olivia Rodrigo when she came through. And I kind of chickened out and didn't ask for tickets. What's the matter?
Bo, just go to the damn.
Just go, Bo. Don't play.
I bet
you could have gotten Olivia Rodrigo tickets.
I'm sure I could have. Okay, I chickened out.
Who
about
the hell
asking.
Is Olivia Rodrigo?
She's an American pop star.
Sing a song, Abe.
Like Vampire?
Sing for me.
I am not singing
a
song.
Sing a song for me, Abe. Sing some lyrics for me.
She had.
Sing some damn lyrics, Abe.
Guts and Sour. And I'm a big Olivia Rodrigo fan. What's the problem?
Hey, ain't nothing wrong with Olivia Rodrigo. Never heard of her until you just said it. But, I mean, sing some songs. Sing a song by
I'm
Abe.
Definitely not going to sing any of her songs.
Sing a damn song that you wanted to go to the damn Olivia Rodrigo concert.
Why can't I want to go to that concert?
I never said you couldn't. Again,
there's a lot of concerts I'd want to go to if they rolled through
here. You
know,
my biggest thing is, in as much as, you know, you my man, we've been together how many years, that you still surprise me. That you still will say something surprising, like Olivia Rodrigo.
Well, she's like fresh off Mickey Mouse Club or something like that, isn't she?
I mean, a couple of years. That was a while ago.
Like, how long, Abe?
I don't know.
I don't even think she's 20 yet.
How long,
no,
Abe?
No, she's like 24.
How long, is she? Abe?
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. I didn't know about her until I didn't know about the Disney. I don't know if it was Disney or Nick. I have no idea. I didn't find out her about till her first album.
So Mickey Mouse Club.
No.
Mickey Mouse Club, though? Oh, okay. Well, I mean, Justin Bieber.
I don't think she was on that. What?
There are a lot of famous, like Britney Spears.
Britney Spears was on that. Yeah. Now, Britney Spears is the same age as Abe.
Mickey Mouse Club's not. I don't think that's a thing anymore. I think it's now like a...
It's the same thing.
Shows, right?
It's the same thing.
So hold on. I'm not allowed to like Ariana Grande because she came from a Disney show?
Like Abe, okay? You can. I'm getting dialed in with you, man. Just getting dialed in with you. Olivia Rodrigo.
You know, you've never heard the song Driver's License?
Of course I never heard no damn Driver's License, Abe.
I tried looking in our system where there's 11,000 songs.
We haven't added music to that system in 12 years.
All right. It's got stuff in here.
Yeah.
Look, I'm looking right here.
She's got like 10 number one hits. What do we do? What's the discussion we're having here?
Mexico by right. Post Malone is
she's
in here.
She's playing State
new.
Farm Arena. Why are we pretending she's
got to be big? Okay, what's her name again?
Olivia Rodrigo. Dua Lipa was just here. I was like, man, I kind of wouldn't mind going to see Dua Lipa.
Rodrigo?
Yeah, Olivia Rodrigo.
Okay, I'm just texting my 18-year-old daughter. Baby, you ever heard of Olivia Rodrigo?
Of course she would have heard
of
that.
I'm just going to say, how good is she? If my daughter...
She'll respond with three emojis, all fire flames.
Okay.
We'll see. My Olivia would respond that way.
Yeah as she should.
Is it? There you go.
All right.
I got no problem.
Yeah, the kids know who she is.
Yeah, I got no problem.
I don't know
with
if Kai
it.
Will, though. Right. Kai will know who she is.
Kai.
How many fire flames?
Lover.
That's right, baby. Yeah.
Okay.
She's got a great voice.
She does. She can sing.
And a songwriter, I'm pretty sure she writes a lot of her own stuff. Really good stuff.
I'm pretty sure she's outstanding young artist.
Let's go ahead and get into a little
love
bit of Falcons. Whatever's baby. Most important story of the day. Brought to you by QC Kinetics non-surgical treatments for joint pain.
You're gonna play to Michael's strengths, and Michael did play in the pistol.
And you know the Plaxton thing. You're 100% right. You know, like you want to get more Plaxtons off.
Right.
You know, and you do get more Plaxtons off when you're able to run the football. The game the other day, that was a mess. Right. That is not the way anybody wants to play football, and that's not where we want to go.
Oh man. Okay. Yeah. I mean. Okay. First of all,
where do we want to start?
They were talking. Special teams coordinator
Marquise Williams
said that both kickers have had strong weeks, Abe. So whatever that's worth, you know what?
Yeah,
play action pass does not work when you can't run the football. Everybody knows that. The pistol is with the pistol. The reason my only issue with the pistol is when you run it all the damn time. Figure out some different things. I do understand the basis of it and what it does as far as the offense and giving the defense the look and all those different things.
It's the wrong conversation, Randy. Can we bring this up?
It is.
The pistol conversation got completely out of hand.
It did.
I know you guys talked to Mark Schlereth about it. I know the morning show obviously talked to Dave Archer about it. I know Dan Orlovsky posted his video about it, and Turtle last night was reacting on the basis of that. The pistol is not the issue, all right? In week three, the pistol was not the issue. The play of your quarterback was the issue.
Yes.
The pistol is not the reason Michael Penix did not set his foot, threw from weird arm angles, and was inaccurate.
Yes.
The quarterback has to be better to make the play calling look better.
And that's why I said, I put this on everybody. I know everybody wants to fire Zach Robinson. He hasn't been great, but he hasn't been the sole problem. If Michael hits, I said this yesterday, there are six throws this season. If Michael hits, and a couple of those aren't even his fault. If his receiver catches it.
Right.
They're 2-1 right now.
Bucks
maybe
3-0.
Maybe 3-0 if he does, if the players do their job
better. I don't know about Sunday.
I'm just saying, this is how I view Sunday. Just view it when the mistakes were made and what happened. If you don't make one mistake, they don't have seven.
I'm talking about other stuff, Abe.
I'm talking about if you look throughout the game, the misses that Michael had that should have been completion would have kept the chains moving if the players would have executed. All right, that's just my thought process on it. So I'm blaming the whole offense. All right, you replace the receiving coach because, again, I said it on Monday after the firing, they're the most underachieving group on the team. All right, they are the most underachieving room on the team, the wide receiver room, period. I understand all the stuff that possibly is the reason because of that, but they are. They play better. Michael plays better. They're going to win games. Damn the pistol, damn the shotgun, damn the play action. If Michael Penix plays better – and these receivers get to where they're supposed to be with a sense of urgency, this team will win and this offense will work. As long as they're not doing that, any offense, play action, under center, right, in the shotgun, damn near in punt formation, it ain't going to work. So we got to stop blaming Zach Robinson for everything. Put it on everybody because the quarterback's not playing well. The receivers aren't playing well. The offensive line's not the problem. I don't care. They're not the problem. It's the quarterback and it's the damn receivers. And it's some play calling. Don't get me wrong, because for Bijan to have 13 carries and Tyler Allgeier to have one is freaking criminal.
And then we talk about running's our identity. And then, anyways, look, there's a flip side and a vice versa to all of this. And this is where I agree with you. I think bad play calling can be either saved by good quarterback play, or on the other side, good play calling could be ruined by bad quarterback play. I think a good quarterback can be ruined by bad play calling. I think it all kind of rolls into the same thing. Do you want some better plays? Sure.
Yes.
If the quarterback and the receivers and the line and the running backs and everyone involved, if they're not being executed properly, it could be the best play call in the history of the NFL, and it won't matter. And so I think we just got to keep that in mind because as frustrating as it was Sunday and as frustrated as I have been personally with Zach Robinson, it's impossible to sit here and blame Zach Robinson what Michael Penix was doing and out there with his accuracy and his footwork.
They got to all figure this whole thing out, man, period. Hey, join Sports Radio 929 The Game after each Falcons game for the Falcons flyover.
It was a doozy this week, Randy.
I bet it was. It's your first chance to call and react to every Falcons game brought to you by Ticketmaster, the official ticket marketplace for the Atlanta Falcons. That's the Falcons flyover immediately after every Falcons game this season. On Sports Radio 99 The Game. I can only imagine what it was like.
Oh, boy. Well, we're going to talk with Joe Patrick, Falcons insider. Going to find out his thoughts on some of the discussions there in Flowery Brants. Also going to find out his thoughts on Olivia Rodrigo. That's coming up next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns.
And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Much love back at you, Sven. Midday show here, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Going to get to Joe Patrick in just one moment, but I did want to get to one more NFL story we didn't get to in No Huddle, Randy, and that's the 13 first-year names on the Hall of Fame ballot. And I was looking at this, and I do not envy the voters in this one because you got three big-time quarterbacks, two big-time running backs.
Who are the three big-time quarterbacks?
Well, just by name. They're not all going to be in discussion here.
Oh, okay.
And some offensive defensive linemen. I just want to go one by one real quick. And okay. If you think they're...
I'll let you go. We didn't got to go that far.
But just right. real quick. Go that far.
Drew Brees, yes. Larry Fitz, yes.
Are we done?
Yep. First ballot?
Phillip Rivers is in, but not first ballot.
Yeah.
Alex Smith never gets in.
No.
Frank Gore,
he'll eventually
in, but not first.
He'll eventually get in.
LeSean McCoy?
Eventually, he'll get in.
Greg Olson?
Eventually, he'll get in.
First ballot for Witten?
No. If Gates ain't no first ballot, he's not.
Who? David DeCastro, Marquise Pouncey, Geno Atkins, Jarrell Casey, Thomas Davis. None of them get in?
Nope.
Okay.
All right. There we go.
I have a tough time not getting Witten in on the first ballot.
If Gates wasn't in, Witten ain't in, because Gates is better than Witten.
I don't disagree. I also hate that argument in general.
I'm with you because Gates should have been in. But
No,
if he's not, if Gates ain't a first ballot, and Witten's a bad boy. Bad boy.
You said neither first ballot for McCoy or Gore. Who gets in first?
Frank.
I think that it's a weird discussion because of longevity versus explosiveness. Right. It's a weird discussion for Gore, but I think you have to. Anyways. All right, Falcons insider Joe Patrick stops by every Thursday at this time, 1:20. So let's go ahead and welcome Joe in.
In one corner, we've got 92.9 The Game's midday host Andy and Randy at a combined 12 feet, 3 inches, and just under 400 pounds, to the best of our knowledge. And in the other corner, 92.9 The Game's reporter Smokin' Joe Patrick at an undisclosed height and weight because he likes to cause trouble.
Joe, before we jump into Falcons, one, welcome in, and two, is there a musical star or act that people might be surprised that you'd be interested in getting tickets for?
Ooh, surprise for me? It's probably not all that surprising. My musical tastes these days are like 90s rock. So maybe some of like the softer 90s rock. Actually, probably people would expect that I like enjoy softer 90s rock, but... you know, Chris Thomas plays Amy Grant for me every time I come on, so maybe that. I don't know.
Okay. I mean, I think, I'm doing a better job. You can like whoever the hell you like. I just thought it was funny that Olivia Rodrigo, Abe wants to go see her. Again, got nothing against that. I text my 18-year-old daughter. She said that she is awesome and everything like that. She said, why? I said, because Abe is discussing that he wants to go to the show. My daughter, Kai, just responded back to me. And her reaction was, she's versatile. So, hey, so there are plenty of 40-year-old men at her concert, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
I'm assuming.
You can't even go by yourself,
okay,
though.
Bo, stop it. Because Bo said the same thing that I was saying, by themselves. Abe was not going there by himself, all right?
There wasn't?
Just when I didn't think, Lord, just tell me.
I mean,
sometimes just tell me.
Well, there would be other people in the suite.
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
Okay. Yeah, there we go. So there would be other people there. Okay. All right. Okay. Gotcha.
All right. You want to start Falcons?
Hey, JP, what's going on? Because I talked to Dave yesterday. We had Dave Archer yesterday, and obviously we talked about the Carolina thing, and then I brought the question, okay, moving on. Has this team moved on? Because they have to. Because, I mean, right now, I understand if they would have lost – they lost this last game 13-9. People would be mad, but because of how they lost is the reason that it's still lingering.
Right. I think that I honestly think that question, Randy, it will be answered on Sunday, and I don't know if any of us can like certainly say with any amount of certainty whether they actually have moved on. I think that it's probably actually though easier to move on after a brutal loss like that, at least for this team, than it is for, frankly, like a great win. And it feels to me like this Falcons team over the last number of years, they get trapped every time they have a big win. If it's on like a primetime game or something like that, it feels like they just don't kind of come back that next week with the same level, whatever that level is, whatever that means, whether that's like an intensity issue or just kind of being on top of your P's and Q's, whatever it is, it just feels like there's way too much of a seesaw nature of this team that has kept them, frankly, out of the playoffs. Like, to be a playoff team, if you want to consider yourself one of the top teams in the NFL, you have to bring it and be ultra competitive week after week after week, no matter whether things go great for you or whether they go terribly. And so I actually kind of feel like with things going terribly, it is kind of a shock to the system. It was very noticeable kind of being up there that, you know, there is kind of a different atmosphere of guys feeling that sense of urgency. But I think that what's frustrating for a lot of Falcons fans is you just don't feel that maybe every single week. And I think part of that's natural and just like not being feeling like when you just have to fire a coach and things like that, there's not going to be the same like level of like, desperation, I guess. But that is certainly, I think, how it feels this week, where these players and coaching staff know that there are jobs and like significant things on the line for them outside of just one game result on Sunday.
Joe Patrick, 92.9 The Game, Atlanta Falcons reporter on the WadeFord.com hotline. That's Atlanta's Ford dealer. Joe, I think coming off of last week, it's important to get some confidence going for Michael Penix early in this game. And outside of the obvious easy answer of give him some easy throws, how do the Falcons do that on Sunday?
Yeah, you know, it's going to be so important for them. And something that I felt like just watching Penix that was I had not seen before from him yet in any of his starts so far was it felt like he was growing frustrated over the course of the game. And it was kind of affecting some of the basic fundamentals that it takes to play the quarterback position well. I'm thinking specifically just kind of about the footwork, where it felt like eventually in the game he just kind of started planting his feet in the middle of that pocket and just trying to like frustratingly throw the ball. And I think that it would be important for Zach Robinson to get him on some like easier design stuff, especially considering that these opposing defenses that they're going up against, it's a lot of like too high split safety looks. And I feel like maybe the best way to combat that is just to kind of go with some half field reads where you just kind of have some simpler stuff. And honestly, you know, when it comes to like setting Penix up for success, I think that you have to look at the play action game and be able to, you know, utilize how dangerous Bijan Robinson and Tyler Allgeier can be for you and use that in the passing game with regards to, you know, just faking it to them and trying to pull, you know, opposition defenses out of position, get them disorganized a little bit. That gives some bigger throwing windows to throw into for Penix, because ultimately, you know, at this point in his career, he's probably not the most accurate passer. But you want to create those big windows. And honestly, this is where I'm kind of wrestling with it, guys, because in the moment, like coming off that game, I felt like there wasn't enough done to set him up for success. But then when you rewatch it back, there were definitely open receivers that he was just missing. And, you know, in some of these, I start to feel a little bit bad for the coaching staff, because, you know, I don't know what you can do other than draw plays that get receivers open. You've got to have your quarterback be able to hit them. And so I think part of it is, frankly, you know, like we want to say, like, you want to, you know, set Penix up for success, but also he's got to make the plays when they're there to be made, and he didn't make them on Sunday.
Hey, Joe P, I just read off there that obviously special teams has been a problem two out of the three games, and brought in another kicker. Marquise said that both kickers have had strong weeks. How do you think they determine who kicks on Sunday? Or is it just, you know, just going to keep this competition for Romo and this other guy's backup or insurance? Or does he have a legit shot to maybe kick this Sunday?
I mean, I would assume that he has a legit shot to win that job. But again, I would kind of think that it's similar to, you know, what they experienced with Young Wei Koo, which is that, you know, I think that Parker Romo has to be the kind of front runner heading into it, just because he is a little bit more settled. You do have a little bit of experience, at least with him working with this holder and snapper and just the operation in general, where he had success against the Vikings. Right. But at the same time, I think there, you know, it's got to be, you don't bring in competition for no reason. Like, you would think that, you know, there's going to be some semblance of, you know, Parker's got to make his kicks in practice this week. But it's just one of those things where, like with Younghoe, if he makes his kicks in practice, I don't see how they could really kind of get away from him, because at that point he basically is doing exactly what you're asking him to do. The big question, it's like, you know, the unanswerable one with kickers, and it's probably maddening for coaches, is that it's a different dynamic in a game that you just cannot replicate in a practice. No matter how hard you try, you just cannot replicate that psychological hurdle that kickers have to clear when they get in those positions. And so, having said all that, I think Parker Rome was in the lead. The other thing on special teams, though, Randy, is outside of the kicking game, is they got to get this return game sorted out, where they were not able to catch this knuckling kick that the Panthers were doing. And I kind of sympathize, because like you, there's not a jugs machine setting that can like kick a knuckleball kick, and so they just don't really have the experience of being able to see that live in action until it comes. But certainly, you got to think that teams are going to look at how much trouble the Falcons had in fielding those that gave them terrible field position and try to execute it themselves.
Joe, we got 20 seconds. Your thought on the pistol?
I think it's overrated how much it's kind of getting criticized as a reason for this offense. But having said that, I would say that it also – I think they do need to mix in more under-center stuff. I just think that the conversation gets overplayed as, like, the pistol is either good or it's not. It is good. They are able to set up their pass protection adjustments out of the pistol. A lot of their motions are only possible because they're in the pistol. I don't mind them running the pistol. I would just like to see a little bit more diversity in terms of utilizing some more under-center stuff.
You can always find Joe on Twitter, but also great coverage on the Wade Ford Tailgate Show as well. Joe, thanks so much for the time.
Appreciate it, JP.
All right, thanks for having me on, guys. Appreciate it.
All right, this hour of the Midday Show brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment today for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. When we come back, the Midday AMA. Any question, any topic to wrap up the show, 404-726-0929. Get in line. Get your questions ready. We're coming back in 5 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromthehot.org, Midday AMA. A couple lines open, 404-726-0929. Just did want to mention this real quick before we get to the phone calls. Terry McLaurin, Noah Brown, receivers for the Commanders, both out of practice today. So okay. Not a huge surprise. I don't think, we'll see if Terry McLaurin can go this week, but I don't think practice or not. I mean, if he's able to get through it, then they'll send him back out there. So we'll see. We have a pair of Jameses on the line, so we'll get to James in Gainesville first. Line one, what's going on, James?
Hey, Andy, Randy. I wanted to ask you two questions real quick. Emory Jones is listed on the injured reserve with a concussion, and he's due back in February. And I was wondering exactly what had happened to that, because usually the concussion protocol doesn't seem to be that long. And is he like a developmental prospect you think they're going to try to bring back at some point? And secondly, do y'all ever listen to or watch Locked On Falcons of Aaron Freeman? And would you ever consider having him as a guest on the show? Thank you.
I appreciate it. I think with Emory, they can't release him because of the injury.
What did he say? I mean, he's so fuzzy.
Emory Jones as a quarterback, and he got hurt in that last preseason game. He took a big hit, so he went into concussion protocol. I don't think you can cut a guy after a concussion. I think you'd have to come to an injury thing, and so that's why he's still technically there.
Okay,
but no, I don't view Emory Jones as like a developmental prospect for anything more than like emergency third quarterback extra training camp.
James, where you from, man? Where you from? Where was James from?
It said Gainesville.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. Okay.
I don't think anyone's getting too excited about the prospect of Emory Jones.
No.
Look, you have what you're going to have for the future.
Yeah.
Like, it's either, I mean, you're not.
Emory is not a part of the future for the Falcons. And what was the last one?
It's potential guests. Just other potential Falcons guests. I think you guys do a pretty good job talking Falcons football.
Yes.
So I think we're set there. All right. James in Decatur. What's going on, James?
Hey, what's up, Abe and Randy? I just got a question. Like, if y'all had to be a defensive line with wrestlers, who would you choose?
If we had to be what?
If you had to choose, pick a defensive line with wrestlers, who would you choose?
I don't know. What is he saying? Defensive
with wrestlers.
What?
Pro wrestlers.
I get that.
Defensive line.
Oh,
what wrestlers would make the best defensive
Goldberg
lineman?
Didn't Goldberg play defensive line?
Yeah. Can I get Yokozuna as a Desmond Watson-like defensive tackle?
I'm going Yokozuna and Andre the Giant as my interior guys. I'm going to go.
And Brock Lesnar and The Rock?
They
played for
nothing against those guys because they're great at what they were.
He was
they were horrible football players.
Right. That's why they're wrestlers,
okay? Rock was a horrible football player at Miami. Brock Lesnar was a horrible football player, okay?
Right.
Now, they're a hell of a wrestler, big dude, strong, but they were horrible football players.
What about Roman Reigns? He was like a linebacker, wasn't he?
Well, so was Titus O'Neil.
They're wrestlers for a damn reason.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah,
they're wrestling for a reason, all right? Don't take nothing away from them, but they're wrestling for a reason. I got to have Yokozuna and Andre as my interior defensive
back. Andre the Giant. Yeah. Now that.
I'm going to have Coco Beware as the outside rusher. Because Coco was fast. And the Undertaker is the other one. The Undertaker is my other defensive end.
Edge has a pretty good spear, so he could tackle, right?
Yeah.
Is that how that works?
I think.
Direct alignment to being able to spear. There we go. We got Byron in Atlanta on the AMA, 404-726-0929. If you want to get in, ask a question. What's going on, Byron?
What's happening? This is from my boy Randy. What's up, dog?
What's up, man?
Longtime Dolphin fan. And, Randy, when you were gaming or getting ready for the game, did you guys have, like, a game plan? And then how much did it differ once the game took place? And you know, things weren't working. And I was wanting to relate it back to what happened on Sunday. Did the Falcons have a game plan, and did things change? And, you know, that threw them off.
I think everybody goes in with the initial game plan. I mean, I think the biggest thing now that is starting to get out more and more is the first 15 and all those different things that you script and everything. But, yeah, I mean, game plans always change. There's not a game plan that you have not went on the sideline and we're like, okay, we're just going to keep running this. Well, okay, they're doing this, so we have to adjust to that. But I think it was more important than, you know, as far as when we talk about game plan and adjustments is you always got to have a B and a C plan. I think I will always say this, playing against Bill Belichick and the Patriots when they would switch from a 3-4 to a 4-3 every other week, and you practice all damn week for a damn 3-4, running plays against a 3-4, and then you get in the damn game in there in a 4-down lineman. So all the plays that you scripted for, the 3-4, now you have to scrap that and go to all your 4-3 run plays and everything. So that's the only thing. But, yeah, I mean, the game is about adjustments.
Appreciate the call, Byron. The scripted play thing is always going to be funny to me because, like, what if your scripted play is – a run play on your third play and your third and nine. Like, you're not going to stick to the script. So I've always find the idea that you have these 15 plays written out in a row.
My bad, Eric Neighbors. Ron Simmons, yes. Ron Simmons was an All-American defensive tackle at Florida State. My bad. I cannot believe I left out Ron Simmons. And Rusty texted me.
You know what I think about you leaving out Ron Simmons? Damn.
And that's why he texted me that clip. Ron Simmons was an All-American nose guard at Florida State.
Yeah. Yep. Mike is in Stone Mountain. What's going on, Mike?
What's up, guys? I just want to know, man, why do women buy so many dang on pillows, man?
Oh, my God.
My wife got about 218 pillows on the bed, man. Hey, man,
that is an Andy Barker question. I'm so with you because my thing is, like, I'm going to throw them on the floor anyway, so why do they need to be on the bed anyways? I'm a three-pillow guy. That's all. Like, these are the ones I actually sleep on. But my wife, and this is something that, you know, we don't change our women, but she's gotten a hint that I don't like it, where you have beds that go from the headboard. I mean, you got pillows that go from the headboard to the middle of the damn bed. I'm with you right there. Andy, we have fun with Ashley because she buys a pillow a week. But I'm so with you with all the damn pillows. I think that we need fellas, and we do anything we can for our wives, especially when they're pregnant. But them big ass U pillows, they got to go. They got that. We need to get rid of those pillows. The worst damn pillow in the world. Period.
Look, I don't have this many issues to deal with at my home. Pillows.
You got a headboard, Abe?
I have a headboard.
Okay, all right. Okay.
But I choose the pillows that come into play here. I've never understood getting enough pillows to where it takes up what is very clearly designed to be seating space or laying space. Like we're just throwing pillows on all sorts of all over the place. Like someone's supposed to sit there. Now I feel bad because you threw a pillow with a weird saying on it. Now I don't feel like I can sit there.
According to Dave O'Brien, Charlie Morton will be the Braves opener on Sunday for Chris Sale. So, way to go, Charlie.
Do you give him a full inning, or do you do like a weird like one batter come out round of applause?
Give him more than that.
Yeah, give him a full inning.
Assuming he doesn't give up like eight.
Assuming he doesn't give up eight damn runs. Yeah.
I think you have to make the change mid inning, right? Because you want that full being removed from the game and the round of applause. You don't want just the end of the inning and it doesn't come back out.
I would like to see Chris Sale come in right after Charlie.
Sure, he is. Sure,
it's said right before Chris Sale. So they're going to do Charlie.
But I would find a way to make a mid-inning switch, if possible. Rob is in Northwest Georgia. What's going on, Rob?
Hey, I got a quick question. I don't know if you guys know the answer or not. Is it true that we're going to have a Make-A-Wish kid pulling offensive plays out of a fishbowl this weekend for the Falcons?
Just get rid of him. Stop being a damn dork.
Derek is in Charlotte. What's up, Derek?
Hey, what's up, brothers? I'm going to ask you a question. Like, if you guys could be an addition on any of the best college football teams, what would you be? And that goes for Randy. I know Andy's not here, you know what I mean? But that goes for all of you guys. If you could be an addition on any of the best college football teams, what would you be?
I assume, Randy, you would be a tight end somewhere.
Yeah.
And I would, I guess, be a kicker.
What makes y'all so,
in theory,
kicker things?
Like, oh, you, I can't like, do anything else.
Like you and Andy, y'all can do other stuff. Like, I've had teammates your side play cornerback.
Yeah, I can't play cornerback. Yeah. I can't play cornerback. I'm going to tell you right now, Randy.
I'm just kidding.
You want me to overextend, now we're going to overextend.
Don't go there. You couldn't have been a slot receiver, Abe.
No, I was somewhere I was going to go on.
You can't be a quarterback, Abe.
No, that's not where I was going.
You can't be a linebacker, Abe.
Nope.
Abe wants to be a running back.
Can you be a holder?
Even less impactful.
Holder?
Well, that's worse than kicker. So I bought myself up from holder to kicker. But if we want to be like, all right, you can do something, I will put my body on the line and be a fullback. Not at this size.
Oh, okay. If
you're telling me I could play corner, I'm not playing it at this size.
But no, I'm saying, like, could you, like, I remember, like, before this Abe, it was old Abe.
I'll be like an unskilled Haynes King and just throw my body around.
Okay.
He's the skilled Haynes version. King. I'm the unskilled version.
An unskilled Haynes King.
And I'll get in there and just, like, oh, this guy's going to run over me, but at least as he runs over me, maybe he trips and doesn't get to the running back or something.
I mean, anything you can do to sacrifice your body for the better team is fine with me.
I'll be a punter who draws a roughing charge.
That seemed better.
Nice.
There you go.
Great. Bobby.
Sacrifice it for the team.
Bobby's in Roswell. What's up, Bobby?
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. It was a pleasure meeting you this weekend, Abe, out there at Hooligans. You guys did a great job, you and crew. Just wanted to give you props on that. And then my question for you and Randy is if you could have one offensive coordinator in the National Football League, who would you choose to be the offensive coordinator for the Falcons?
Oh, my God.
Can I choose a head coach?
I was going to say that, too. Can I choose the OC? I'll take Todd Monken. Why not? But can Lamar Jackson come with him?
I was going to say, Todd Monken's tough because you're dealing with what he's got to deal with.
Yeah.
By the way, the Ben Johnson stuff, and a lot of it I'm sure was Ben Johnson. Jared Goff is not talked about enough.
As far as what?
That guy's good.
Hell yeah, he's good. Who ever said he wasn't good?
I think there's a lot of Baker Mayfield in him where we probably don't – different quarterbacks and stuff, but, like, just – I don't think we appreciate how good he is. I think we kind of wrote off talent around him and play calling from the OC and all that. Jared Goff's freaking good, man.
He's a good player.
That's all. And I think a lot of people looked at the trade and the Rams thought they couldn't win with him, blah, 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 whatever.
Well, he ain't won nothing yet. He won nothing
yet. No, I get that. Yeah. I get that. But that's a good quarterback.
Yeah, I think I don't.
That's all.
I don't think.
Yeah, I think all of the guys I would want as a Falcons OC are probably head coaches.
Yeah.
The one guy that in a couple of days, weeks, is not going to be a head coach is Mike McDaniel.
Yep.
And maybe I would take a look there.
Yep.
Again, I'm not that we don't have an opening right now, but.
Yeah, I mean, that's what my whole thing is like.
But, like, my first thing would be, like, McVay.
I got a question because everybody hates the offensive coordinator. Just like the dork with the fishbowl and then my man right here with the whole.
Replace him.
If the offense plays well today, is it going to be because of him or is it going to be because of the players? Because the offense is stanking it up more.
There will be zero
the
credit.
The offense is stanking up more because of the players.
There will be zero yes. credit.
Okay.
Given.
Okay, I'm just making sure.
To Zach Robinson if the offense looks
I'm
good.
Not saying he's perfect because he's far from it. But if the players execute some of the plays that are there, they're winning. They're 2-1 right
the
now.
Discussion right would now. Be.
They're 2-1.
The discussion, forget 2-1. I'm talking about where you are now. If you go out and beat DC and the offense looks all right, the discussion will be, boy, look how our quarterback moved on. Look how he shook off a rough outing. Look how this. It will be about Penix's growth more than anything.
Okay.
I'm not saying in game it's about that. I'm saying that's the discussion that comes from that. Okay. I think people are going to credit Penix for sure or whoever else makes plays.
I'm not saying because Zach has been. He don't run the ball enough. I mean, we're not going to talk about the formations
and all that.
There's criticisms. He deserves it. The whole offense does.
But there's also lack of execution that's not on him.
On the play. Whatever.
Save it. We're going to do this tomorrow.
Whatever.
What's the bigger game? Falcons, Commanders, or Georgia?
Georgia.
We're going to talk a lot of Georgia tomorrow.
Yeah, Georgia.
We're going to talk a lot of Georgia tomorrow. Roddy Nabulsi will join us tomorrow as we break down the Bulldogs. We'll certainly get Randy your keys to the game tomorrow. We'll talk about some of the other games in the NFL and in college football. We certainly are not going to ignore Penn State hosting Oregon. No doubt about that. But, yeah. I just let's have this discussion. Like let's make it. Who do we compliment?
No, we're not
for the
Falcons.
Not tomorrow. Not tomorrow.
No, we're not gonna do that. We're not gonna do that because it's gonna be Friday. It is gonna be funky Friday.
I meant based on Sunday. I mean next week. I would like to have the conversation that the Falcons are 2-2 and things are in the right direction. Yeah, that's all.
That's okay.
It is a Friday tomorrow.
Yes.
I'm excited for that. Going to go sit through a 3-hour movie and there we go. Alone.
Yeah. No need to say that, man.
Alone.
It might be some. I just want you to know. I think you just don't want us in your business.
You want to come to the movie?
Hell no.
All right. I offered.
I got a.
Let's go ahead and get to the takeaways of the day.
Yeah, no.
Takeaways of the day every day to wrap up the show, Randy.
Both spent the New Year's with that woman. And Olivia Rodrigo is versatile.
Abe wants to go see a movie so long that he can barely fit it in.
Yeah.
And when he does that, he just hopes that it's a fun romp.
Speaking of romp, you can add that to the list that I have been disallowed to say when referring to movies.
Yes. And we got you saying movies are not film, so obviously it works.
Featured showing?
I'll see you.
A picture? Dukes of Hell coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.